Thank you, and thank you for seeing us early.
Surely. Item number four, please.
Item number four, Org Unit 1160, Department of Administrative Services, IMSD, page 142.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. With me to my right is Chris Lindberg, the Director of IMSD, and to my left is Laurie Pinella, the Deputy Director of IMSD. IMSD is a support function for all departments across the county, and as such, its costs are allocated across all of the departments. There is a $500,000 decrease in expenditures, but importantly, it's to note that decrease is predominantly due to depreciation costs. I'd also like to just point out that, before I turn it over to Chris and Laurie, is that we're eager to kind of enhance our internal communications with employees across the county, and we have a need for a resource to do so. We have placed in the administrative section of the budget a transfer of the board's graphic designer position to this area to provide us with the capability of better internal communications, particularly making the intranet site a core destination for critical information for staff. So we would ask your consideration for that, if at all possible. So now I'd like to turn it over to my staff. Thank you.
Dr. Lindberg.
Chairman, Supervisors, again, as Mr. Tyler noted, our 2014 budget is for the most part flat to last year. We do show a bit of a reduction due to reduced depreciation and some personnel transfers. Our mission and objectives for 2014 remain the same, and let me recap those. We will continue to focus on supporting the business of Milwaukee County by managing its information technology resources well and increasing productivity and efficiencies and deliver good customer service. For example, today we directly support over 116 applications, many of which are what we call Tier 1 applications. They're for public safety and for health. We support 3,500 personal computers, 4,200 individuals, FTEs, working in Milwaukee County, running over 300 virtual servers across roughly 100 or so physical servers. We have large data stores here, terabytes in size, which is significant that we manage. We put in and manage a new wide area network that has brought us into the modern age with respect to internal communications across the entire county of Milwaukee to our facilities and to the internet. We also support the public safety radio system in Milwaukee County as well as the phone system. So, you know, that's what we do today. That's our support. We're also focused on transforming the division such that the fundamentals of information technology and management are practiced well consistently and with predictability with respect to cost, quality, and promise levels of service. For example, this last year we implemented a project management office with supporting processes and practices to enable us to better estimate work, to understand what we're going to deliver, how much it's going to cost, how long it's going to take, and understand our customer requirements. And finally, we will continue to, it was a 2013 core focus. It will be the same in 2014, is that we will look for and act upon collaborative sourcing opportunities that will help us deliver better services to both our clients with appropriate quality, security, and speed. A great example is the partnership we have in place with Waukesha County and the public radio system as we move forward with the that new system that we have to replace. It's a relationship that is good from a project perspective, building a new system and running it. It's a great example of interregional, intercounty cooperation. So, to recap, then for 2014, we want to continue to practice the fundamentals of IT well and even get better. We want to improve service and support to Milwaukee County, look for ways to become more efficient, and continue to work to ensure the security of computing at Milwaukee County. And that's not an insignificant task, given we're a hybrid HIPAA organization. Criminal justice is something we have to pay a lot of attention to. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, or good morning. Still morning. Director Lindberg, Ms. Bonnell. Great long-term talking points there. Always appreciate hearing those. Now, we still have a mainframe computer, right?
We still have a mainframe computer.
Yes. All right. How long do these things last? As long as we have the contract, I presume?
For me, that's a platform that's obsolete. We have a number of platforms like that. For instance, our telephone system. So, but our mainframe computer, I don't know the maker model, but it is out of support. It's costing us more and more to keep it running from a hardware level perspective. The operating system is obsolete, as are the applications running on it. Key applications are Advantage, our financial system, as well as criminal justice system applications.
Do you have the personnel or the ability to make a does DAS have the ability to make a long-term plan for getting us off of this true legacy system, this obsolete system?
I think we have to develop the plan. So I think we have to do, you know, speak in as an IT, and forgive me, I should say, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I should preface my sentence with that, is that we should do a current state assessment, understand where we are. We need to work with the business of Milwaukee County government, understand what they need to do now and in the future, and then create the roadmap to get there. That work has to be done. Do we have the capabilities to do that work? Yes. We would have to certainly bring in external resources to help us benchmark, collect requirements, so on and so forth.
Uh-huh. All right. How much does this mainframe, you said the cost is going up, but what is the cost right now? What have we been paying for it?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it's approximately $4 million per year to run the mainframe.
Okay.
To be exact, it's $3,171,000. Thank you.
$3,171,000. Okay. Well, that's under $4 million, so I'm very encouraged to hear that. Thank you. Among your department, your division's duties, Director Lindberg, is the 800 megahertz radio. Is that correct?
Chairman, Supervisor, yes, that is correct.
Okay. Now, I'm looking at that. I'm wondering, we're creating this new Department of Emergency Preparedness, which is supposed to handle 911 calls as well as dispatch for the sheriff's office, the DA law enforcement dispatch, et cetera. Would this be better under emergency preparedness? Is there already doing some radio? Or is this a, do you have a good cross? Will you have a good interdepartmental relationship, or what's going on here?
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, that's a very good idea, and it's something that we would definitely pursue. And it's actually anticipated, assuming that this goes through.
Okay. So, Mr. Tyler, we'll hear about it in the future?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, as the apparently the go-to technology guy on the board, I'd be curious to hear more about that as well as this migration from the mainframe. I understand we can't just move off the mainframe. There's a lot of big, important systems on there. And that's why you don't hear me saying, let's get off there tomorrow, because that's insulting to this county's functions. But I'd appreciate seeing a long-term plan developed to get off of that as reasonably fast as possible.
Director Lundberg?
Yeah, Chairman, Supervisors, my response, I think you're right. I think we do have to disinvest. I've marked it, personally marked that platform for disinvestment, but we'll keep it going as long as we have to. For me, the move off the mainframe onto a simpler, less expensive technology, the technology move is actually the simple part. The hard part will be recasting, changing the business processes of Milwaukee County and then the change management associated with the people who use the system. That's where a significant investment will be made. Is that fair? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other? Supervisor Bowen? Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question about the positions you're transferring in and out and understanding those. In the narrative, it sounds like they're being transferred to another part of IMSD, but I don't see – I see one position that transfers in, but I'm not seeing the other. So can you explain that, with the positions. There are numerous ones, numerous positions.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, I think Lori Pinella will probably be able to address most of them, but there's a couple that I just want to point out. We will be discussing, once we get into facilities, the fact that there are mail services that are transferring over into facilities. So I believe that is a portion of that reconciliation. And then the other is one that I had mentioned in my preface, was that if it makes sense for the board for us to transfer in that administrative graphic designer position. So those are several that I can account for, and I think Lori might be able to reconcile the rest.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, we have a position that is in our application services division. That individual has recently retired, and as in a position titled Network Application Specialist, they were truly playing a technical role. So basically what we've done is transferred that position out of applications into more of our technical team. It's a little bit of house cleaning.
Okay.
Or housekeeping.
Where would we see those positions in the narrative, where they're being transferred to? What division?
If you look at application development, which is, if there's page 3 of 9, the position is being transferred out of the application development team. And if you flip the page into page 4 of 9, it is being added into the technical services.
Okay, so the position stays the same in name. It just goes into a...
It'll be moving division. Over into our technical services department.
Okay. Okay. I think I'm pretty clear. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Welcome. Supervisor Jersey?
two areas. First of all, the graphic designer position, which is a transfer in of a position from the county board. The county board had access to... graphic designer work, and from my viewpoint, representing my district, I found that a very useful service for many different projects throughout my district. And is it the understanding of DOS that new transfer in is also going to service projects in DOS?
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, the focus would really be on the internet site for the benefit of internal communications. So it would benefit all departments across the county. That would be one of the primary focuses, is to improve our internet capability and using that as a more robust mouthpiece for good communication internally.
I have to say I didn't understand your answer at all.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, so the position would be focused on internal communications across all of the different departments within the county. So it's a position that's a graphic designer position. That graphic designer position should and would have the capability of internal communications that range from, you know, newsletters, let's say, that would be driven to the employees, to the internet site, which is basically the internet site that's available to employees, and putting communications out there. I'm going to see if there's any other individuals that might want to respond to this, so you have a better idea of what resource it would be.
Okay, that helps a little bit. So you see using that person for some of the department newsletters, for example. I know, for example, just to choose one, HR puts out a department newsletter. So who's doing that graphic artwork or design work for them right now?
Chairman, Supervisors, I think that's been one issue, is departments have been doing it themselves. And that includes, I think, one large need is within Health and Human Services. They put together brochures to educate people on the various mm-hmm. services, and they put them together themselves. So I think the graphic designer can work to make sure the education materials are appropriate and can work with all the departments, including the county board.
And Mike is including the county board. What I'm concerned about, I mean, I believe you probably have sufficient newsletters and work within all those departments that you could take up this graphic art designer position completely, and there would be very few services available for districts. The other thing I'm concerned about is besides not having access, would be the use of that person in terms of oversight by DOS to control content. And I would like to hear some assurances that even though this graphic artist or designer position is being transferred, that there'd be some ability for districts to have access to some services to provide graphic art services that we get right now. I'm concerned about this.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, the vision and the purpose of this particular position would be to really beef up internal communications, communications for external use or constituents. I think we all recognize that there is a fairly significant gap internally, at least my view, and what we're trying to do is beef up, do a better job in consistent communications for the benefit of our employees. And that's kind of what we're looking at in terms of the position. We recognize that the individual that is at the board right now might be a really good candidate for us to help through that, and we're just trying to see if there's a way to come up with a fit.
Well, and I know we're not talking about personalities here, and I'm not talking about personalities either, but it sounds like you're saying that this graphic artist position that's being transferred in is going to strictly, from your vision, it's going to strictly be internal, that there will be no ability to do external communications with districts. I can't tell you how valuable that person has been for just simple things like celebrating the Sheridan Centennial that's coming up and the ability to get some graphic art work on that. Now, I understand, Parks has a graphic artist or someone with that capability, and they can do some projects. But if it's all internal, that is really going to restrict things. I'm actually sorry to hear that's your vision for that one position. The other question I had is related to the EM emergency management transfer, and I believe the strategic implementation, to the extent it's here, is in the radio division of IMSD. Am I correct on that? Or is there something else?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, on the bottom of page 149, we reflect that that's a possibility, that what we would be doing is bringing the radio platform into that group. That would be under the county executive.
Right. Well, this is, and there's a little bit of this in highway, I believe. Go back to my notes. I'm trying to keep track of what you're doing with emergency management and your vision of what changes that's going to be. Let's see, we talked about Yupkin Highway Management. You were adding a possible coordinator in that budget. Now we see a possible director of emergency management in the IMSD budget. I would really like to see what, how the emergency management is going to flow, and whether it almost sounds to me like you're not creating a department, you're just spreading this out, which is perhaps just the opposite of what you want emergency management to do. Because, and believe me, my district had the Patrick Cudahy fire. The day after the 4th of July, the city shut down, all county services in my district shut down. We did transfers of people. I personally staffed South Milwaukee High School that day for elderly services and the buses, making sure people got transferred out of care centers and so on. That's the kind of response you get with IMSD. It doesn't matter that you're an elected official. You've got a job to do that day because this is an emergency. And I have no idea what the heck you're doing with emergency management and spreading this out all over departments. And I'm trying to follow this. We need to flesh that vision out before we finish that budget. So I would really like to have your flowchart of what you see for emergency management. It's not going to work, in my opinion, if you just start putting positions in that department, one over there in Highway, one over here in IMSD, and so far I'm not getting it.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, I think Mr. Fudge is going to expand a little bit on that, but I think that we would be supportive of that, and that's what we're suggesting in this page, is that it might make sense to consolidate that into a common department under the county executive. So it's a little bit in bits and pieces right now, but I think as we get into the county executive budget, you'll probably get a little bit more clarity on that. So, Mr. Fudge, I don't know if you've got anything else to add.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Mr. Tyler laid it out pretty clearly. There is, as the narrative says, the creation of a new Department of Emergency Management that would have the 911 communications and the emergency management function currently in the sheriff. We didn't really have time to investigate and make a decision on moving radio over to the new department, although that is a natural fit, as we've been describing. That is actually Waukesha County's model. Waukesha County has the radio function in their Department of Emergency Management in the executive branch. So I think it's something that we're all on board with the possibility of doing.
So let me understand this. Are we moving towards a model where Waukesha is going to be in charge of our radio emergency management response?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, no, we are simply adopting the same model that Waukesha County uses, which is an executive branch department that coordinates emergency management.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. I'll tell you, we're saying we don't have time. You will be stunned if a major catastrophe hits someplace and you don't have this spread out. I'm warning you, this... You don't know where the next emergency is coming. And when it happens, it's all hands on deck. And the worst thing that could happen to you is that you haven't done the proper centralized planning, and everybody's running around like a chicken with their heads cut off when an emergency management response is needed. So you don't want to treat this lightly. I'm just, having been there and watched it, you need a well-oiled, well-planned machine going forward with well-understood, you know, train of command there. And this is not something you want to fool around with and say you haven't had time to plan it. Then leave it alone, is what I'm going to say, because you don't want to start monkeying with this. I really think this is a, you know, you've got some creative ideas, I'll give you that, but you're not going to change this around if you haven't thought it through. Then leave it alone for this budget year. I don't know why you're going there, but thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome, Supervisors Bourne and Lipscomb?
I yield to Supervisor Lipscomb. I went.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. It's something I've raised in the past, and I don't see much talk about it. The extent to which the department is dependent on contracted staff. And I guess in the past I've heard the explanation relative to sort of special projects or something where we're strategically getting out of that area. So in mainframe, I kind of understand that. If your long-term vision is we don't want to do that, why would we sort of bring all that expertise in-house? But in other areas where we have a perpetual need, you know, desktop support or whatever it is, where I don't see it going away, what is the department's philosophy on the use of contracted staff, and particularly the fact that I believe we've got a number of these where it's been a long term. It has not been a short term solution. It hasn't been a bridge to somewhere. It has been the way we do business, is that we're just going to use that staff that way.
Chairman, Supervisors, it's a great question. First of all, in IT, I will point out that the use of contracted staff is actually really efficient. It gives us the ability to flex up and down and not have to hire and pay all the fringe and everything else associated with it. It also allows us to bring in expertise that we don't have. Our probably biggest challenge right now is that we are not competing at market rates for internal people. We have been trying to hire, for example, an IT server manager. We've been through round three or four, and we're just not even close. And that is our biggest risk point going forward, is our inability to hire people into what should be internal positions. So we are forced to go out and bring in contracted labor. It's difficult, but it's just a statement of fact.
So whenever I hear that, I don't understand what that means. If we can't pay what the market bears, then how can we pay a contractor to pay someone what the market bears?
Well, I'm going to sort of ask Ms. Pinelli here to help me, but because I don't understand the budgetary implications. But all I can tell you is that in the Milwaukee market, it's less than 1% unemployment in the IT market. IT people are highly sought after. And I think when you look at the fully loaded rates for people like project managers, server managers, fully loaded, you're talking more than we're paying for contracted personnel. Now, I'm going to let you help me here.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we are paying contracted staff right now to fill some of our positions. And the reason we are doing that is because we've, as Mr. Lindberg has said, we have had four positions out on the street, one position in particular, the IT manager server, and that's been on the street four times. We get maybe six people that actually apply for our jobs, and their experience, we're a very large, complex organization, and their experience is not up to par with what we need. So in order to make sure those critical functions are filled, we bring in contracted bodies until we can get some of those positions taken care of.
I'd like to add to that too, Chairman, Supervisors, is that, you know, first of all, IT is complex. You know, a good IT organization hides the complexity and makes it look simple. But trust me, the promises of Apple and other companies that say you just put it on the desk and use it, it's not that easy when you're running a large organization. So we have problems there. We also have problems with job descriptions and information technology here. And you know, before I run out and fill positions, I need to make sure we're organized, we understand what we're going to ask people to do, and then we can apply the appropriate performance management techniques and such against it. And you know, I'm working with my staff and with HR through that JEQ process to begin to rearticulate what the job descriptions are of IT people, and then begin to look at, do we have the right people in the positions? Do we have to hire? What's strategic? What isn't strategic? You know, what do you want to insource? Service management is going to become increasingly important. That's a characteristic we're going to have to start looking for. It's really not in our organization today. Managing, you know, the physical management of service is going to become less important. So there's a shift in the way IT is running. And what I don't want to do is just run and hire. What I want to do is run and hire with thought to what we want to become. Does that help? No?
It helps. I guess what I'm trying to get a grasp of is when we're going to see that plan from the department. I mean, as when you first came in, mm-hmm. I kind of accepted that answer that you had just gotten here. You got to understand what you're walking into and develop a plan, that you weren't coming in with a cookie cutter plan or whatnot. I get that, but at what point will I see that there's a plan to transform the department, or, you know, in terms of mainframe, you've got it marked as it's obsolete. Okay, well then, what's the plan? I mean, when do I start to see that you've got a, I don't know if it's your 5-year plan. It's I don't know when that gets communicated. So until then, I just continue to see the level of outside contracting and some of those issues that have been around for a number of years, and wonder whether or not we're making real progress. So I guess I don't know that we'll resolve that today, but I offer it as a continued observation that I don't I don't feel that the department has yet communicated that they've got a handle on it. So much as, yes, I know you're aware of the issue.
Chairman, Supervisor, you want me to respond, or should I just take this advice?
If you have an answer, sure.
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, in my first year here, I found that the wheels of county government turn very slowly. And there's a lot of things that, coming out of the private sector, would be done a lot differently. So change is hard to introduce. I love strategic plans. I love to align to strategic plans. And right now, the only vehicle, and this is not a criticism, the only vehicle is through the budgeting process. And, you know, I'm all about top-down alignment. We are constrained on dollars. When we submitted our capital projects, we put forth, you know, some thought into where we want to be, just not from a technology perspective, but what do we need to do organizationally. The good news is, I guess the bad news is we didn't get everything we asked for. The good news is that our focus is on public safety. That's where we have to spend our money. So it curtails my ability to invest money in technologies that will help move us forward and not just fix technologies, but enhance us organizationally, increase efficiencies, and do other things, because we have this other work that just has to get done. I'm working actively with HR, with this JEQ process that was referenced before, and I know that we have a meeting coming up, I believe in 2 weeks, to find out what that means. I, for one, am not interested in just changing job descriptions and salaries. If I'm going to change job description and salaries, I want to change the organization so we become more effective and that we're aligned with the strategic plan in Milwaukee County. Is that fair? I mean, so my question back, rhetorical question is where's, you know, is we need a strategic plan that I can align to. In the absence of that, I'm going to work with executive management to make sure that I'm investing money correctly to get the things done that we need to for Milwaukee County.
So, Mr. Chair, if I could expand, and supervisors, I think Chris is right on. Supervisor Lipscomb, it's a fair observation and a fair question, and it's something that, you know, this team is trying to grasp and get a handle on. When I came in, I thought Chris had a very good 50,000-foot level plan in place. I was very impressed by that. Then now we've got to execute and get away from the reactive to the proactive. And in the budget, what you'll see is a request for $50,000. And I think it's in the initiatives section of the cash funding plan to retain an organization to help us navigate the process of getting the organization right and getting into implementation. So I know that sounds like gobbledygook, but I hear what you're saying, and it's something that we know we need to address, and will, you know, in 2014. Like I say, I was impressed with his 50,000-foot plan. We just have to take that down to the next level now, and I think we need some help in understanding that, because we've got a mismatch of, like you said, consulting firms and consultants, independent contractors, and staff, and really have to kind of assess organizationally what we should look like, and then how do we align all of those different resources to what the plan calls for. I hope that was helpful. Thank you.
So the strategic investment is another consultant? Was there a higher priority strategic investment that was not forwarded by the administration that the department has asked for, something else in these terms of one-time efficiency projects, or that's the big idea, or?
Mr. Chair, supervisors, that's a way to get at this in conjunction with the work that we continue to do in moving the ball forward. So it's one of the, again, help me with this, Mr. Fudge, as it relates to where it is. It seems to me, if I remember right, it's the $50,000 is part of the cash funding from land sales. So provided that happens, we'll be engaging a consultant to help us get at, you know, going from 50,000 foot down to the 10,000 to street level.
Just go on budget, Administrator Fudge. Go ahead.
pardon me, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that was correct. There is the staffing study funded out of the UWM payment in land sales.
I just one additional comment.
Director Lundberg.
I want to point out it's how IMSD operates, how we do work, who we use to get it done is really dependent upon. It's not just focusing on IMSD. It's about focusing on Milwaukee County. Now, I wasn't here back when IT was decentralized and then centralized. We still have a lot of business units out there making their own IT investments. And so part of what we're doing is we're beginning to bring that under control. But it's a moving battle every day. So all I'm suggesting it is when we talk about starting this investment on what does IT need to become, it's not just about IT. It's about the business of Milwaukee County and how we choose to invest our dollars and what are the priorities. Does that help, Supervisor?
Somewhat. I guess I'm not that impressed by the whole one more consultant thing. What I've been looking for is any big ideas in terms of transformation. I thought we had a couple, there was in previous budgets like the hint that we were looking at big things, whether it was thin clients or it was transformation to the software service online and getting away from all this individual license stuff. And now, the mainframe thing continues to come up. It's a huge $3 million a year issue. And so what is the plan to get out from under that? I just feel like I continue to be told we'll have a plan one day. And maybe everyone else sees the vision or trusts that a consultant's going to give us that vision. Generally, the consultant comes in and has to talk to staff to understand everything, and it's going to compile what we probably already know.
Chairman, supervisors, first of all, consultants are of value. They do bring in outside perspectives. I mean, it's really important in highly technical fields like IT. But back to your other questions about transformation, we are. But those are in the form of capital projects that aren't being talked about today. So, I mean, we are moving to cloud services. We're actually investing a lot. I just thought today was the discussion was operationally based.
Well, it is operational based. So, I mean, but I think there'd be a tie-in to how the department's transforming to support that changing environment or something like that. That there would be some operational tie-in to the capital investments that we'll talk about later.
So, Chairman, Supervisors, for example, I referenced the implementation of a strong project management office. This is a huge sea of change for IMSD and for Milwaukee County, and it's impacting every department in Milwaukee County. Because one of my first questions I will ask when someone wants to spend $50,000, $100,000, or $2 million is, what's the business value? And then how are you going to measure value? And who are we going to hold accountable? That's a huge piece of change, not just for IMSD, but for the business of Milwaukee County as well. So we are introducing change. What I can't do is break things. It's sort of a balancing act.
Okay. Supervisor Vaughn, then Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a follow-up on both issues, but I'll stay aware Supervisor Lipscomb is right now. So I want to clarify, when you don't have enough staff, or when we're always focused on dollars, we end up losing on some end. And in the capital budget side, if you don't have enough staff to make sure those projects are getting done timely, those projects lack. And then the cost of the project ends up going up even higher. So I would love to see, I guess, that plan where, like Supervisor Lipscomb is saying, that we actually are, I guess, making investments in the right places to get things done. And then secondly, I want to understand about this graphic designer position that will be transferred. I guess when I originally read this, I was under the impression that this was a position that would still fulfill board duties and requirements that we need to get done as a department in working with the people of Milwaukee County. But it seems like what I'm hearing is that the position that we have isn't a full-time position for the board. So I guess I want to clarify this with the administration, Mr. Chair. Is the impression that the current graphic designer that we have is not full-time and has time to work on projects outside of the board?
Mr. Chair and Supervisor, the expectation again is that there is such a gap and a void for good and consistent internal communications that whether this role is part-time or full-time, it'll get filled up in that specific responsibility very, very quickly. So that's why that's the focus.
So I guess my next question, Mr. Chair, is why not create another graphic designer position if there is a need for internal documents to be created by a graphic designer? Why not create another graphic designer position that can fulfill those requirements?
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, maybe that'll be an assessment that we come up with throughout 2014 and propose an additional position at that point.
Okay. Has there been any analysis by the administration and the demand of duties for that position?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, there's been nothing specific, but my experience in working with large organizations suggests to me that there is a significant void. If we go to the Milwaukee County intranet site and you compare that to many counties across the country in terms of our effectiveness in communicating in a common way to our employees, you benchmark that against other businesses, it's evident that there's a significant void. So we haven't studied that per se, but I think it's pretty clear by just through my experience and observation that we've got a lot of work ahead to do.
Okay. One more question, Mr. Chair. Supervisor Jurczyk made a great point in asking who in these departments are creating the documents that they need. And you said, you mentioned, the administration mentioned that it was being created internally, but by, are people that aren't graphic designers creating these documents?
Yes.
Or are they contracting somebody else to do this type of work?
Chairman, right now there are no graphic designers, so it's being done internally by, unfortunately, we don't have expertise in graphic designing, so I think this expertise will really help improve the quality of the materials.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, I just can't help add another indicator to me, as corny and silly as it was for me to provide some basic courthouse updates during the courthouse fire, and the tremendous positive feedback I received relative to the desire and need for information made it very clear to me not only that, through my observation, but also through the feedback that I received, that we need to do something. So even if it's a email without any graphics, there's a huge need and desire for employees to understand better what the vision and the mission is and what's going on at the county.
So I'll just lastly just comment that I've worked with a graphic designer at the county board because I work in the county board. And in getting communications done for my constituents for things that are happening with the board, to see that position be expanded to cover work in other departments would be very tough. For that position to fulfill the duties of 18 districts, in addition to the Department of Health and Human Services and the DAS administration and every other department, which I think we have maybe almost 40 number of departments that need graphic design work done. Even if it is a brochure or something of that nature, I don't see how we could make a decision to have a position cover all those duties and continue to support the board as well. So I think we might want to think very hard about that.
Thank you, Supervisor. In this particular case, I think that the graphic designer position, as we know, it's very valuable, has been valuable to the county board. It may be that the county board needs to create two or three more positions so that the county board can be accommodated. Our budget, we have a limit with respect to our budget, but nevertheless, there are newsletters, communications to be done with respect to the county board, and I'm only one supervisor, but that's my opinion. As opposed to just having one graphic designer for the whole county, given that that particular person's duties would be internal, we on the county board need somebody to be available to us, even though that person would not reside in the county board, because our budget, according to Act 10, is very limited. As it relates to positions and dollars, we just might have to create another position or another two positions and see what happens. Because Director Childs indicated that there would not be any use or there would not be any production of external products for constituents. So that might be something that we have to consider. Anybody else? Anything else? Supervisor Jersey?
Let the record reflect. This board, at least as long as I've been on it, has never been requested by administration for a graphics arts position. I can tell you that the communications needed across 18 districts have required a graphic arts position and someone who can set up newsletters, etc. That's why the board had one. So, you know, it seems to me that what I'm taking away from this is only the county executive gets to communicate with the districts. The board won't have the access or the ability to do it. Unless you yourself are a graphic artist, like our departments right now, you know, if they can put together some kind of a newsletter and send it out, well, that depends on their abilities. But the access to talent and the ability to do it is going to be very limited. So, I just want to say, if we decide to fund a graphic artist position for board communications within IMSD, that should be honored by administration, that's a position for board communications with our constituents. And if you need a graphic artist, then you should make a request for one. That should have been done anytime you needed it. The record should make clear that the county exec, current and prior, never requested a graphic artist position. So thank you.
Mr. Chair and supervisors, I think that's sort of kind of what we're doing, but we're suggesting that there might be someone in the board staff that might be a good candidate for that position. I mean, I don't know how else to say it, but we are requesting that position for the benefit of internal communications and recognizing that there might be some talent in the board. If the board, obviously that's your decision as to whether to staff that position for the benefit of the board within the board, but we're saying to the extent that you choose not to do that, we have a desire to have that position within IMSD and perhaps have a desire to have that person that's supporting you right now at the board to be in that position and be done in a transfer. So I hope that's probably all I want to say.
Mr. Director Tyler, I understand that you've indicated that if that particular item in the IMSD budget is approved, that person would be used internally, which would mean that the county board would not be able to produce newsletters and other communications that the current graphic designer has done for us in the past. My suggestion is maybe there needs to be an amendment so that another graphic designer is put in IMSD in order to fulfill what needs to happen for the rest of the departments as it relates to communication, because we're supposed to be here for the county government. We're not supposed to be here for the county executive or the county board. As I've said before, with respect to my comments related to risk management, we're here for county government. So that may happen.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I want to look to my counterparts here. I don't view, and she might qualify this, I don't view this as a position that would be utilized for the benefit of external communications to the county executive.
I heard you say that earlier.
I'm sorry if I said that. I really apologize.
That's what you said, and I accept that.
No.
As a county supervisor, I accept that.
Yeah.
But if there has to be another position, we will look toward another position.
But I just want to correct myself then, if that's what I said, that it is not my intent, and I'll look to clarification for this. The intent is for pure internal communications, not external communications for the county executive.
I know what I thought I heard. Ms. Colton, Dr. Colton, did you want to say something? Anybody else got anything to say? Okay. What I had planned to do is to look toward 12:30, maybe push that 12:45.
Mr. Chair.
And then take half an hour lunch, yes?
I appreciate the break. I would just like to request that we move up to number 20, Mr.
I'm going to do that.
Okay, thank you.
Ma'am, I'm
going to
do that. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Item number 20, and then we'll go back to 5.
Yeah,
please.
Item number 20, from the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, certifying the property tax levy required in partial support of regional planning in Southeastern Wisconsin in calendar year 2014. Recommendation 2, the 2014 budget hearings.
Mr. Chairman.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good morning, sir.
Good afternoon, yes.
Whatever it is, it's good afternoon, Mr.
Mr. Yeah. Chairman and members of the committee, thank you for considering the Regional Planning Commission's budget request today. My name is Ken Yunker. I am the Executive Director of the Regional Planning Commission staff. With me is Steve Adams, our Manager of Public Involvement and Outreach. This is the eighth straight year that we are proposing a flat local budget across the seven counties. That budget is allocated across the seven counties based on equalized values, so how a county's equalized value changes relative to other